When did you know something was wrong? It seems to be quite full on. The images we're seeing on TV of the situation in Charlotte. What's the first you heard about it?
So it was actually Tuesday night that I heard it on the news, and it's since escalated from then. I haven't really been directly affected since it broke, but last night I saw a lot of helicopters surrounding the uptown, so that's the most I've been directly affected so far.
How has the atmosphere been? Do you feel that it's tense there? What are people saying about it?
So the atmosphere around me with co-workers and friends and people that I've been speaking to about it in Charlotte is not so much tense or scared. It's more just saddened that it's come to this in this city. Charlotte's normally a really peaceful, friendly city, and yeah, it's just sad and a shame that the events are occurring here right now.
We're hearing that a state of emergency's been declared. Have you been given any kind of safety advice or told to behave in a certain way or stay away from certain areas?
So we weren't yesterday at all. As I said before, all I heard was some helicopters surrounding Uptown, didn't hear anything else. Today, the protests have actually moved a bit further south to near where I work. So we have been advised that if they become closer, we would have to take our normal work lockdown procedures. But everything's just going on as we normally would on a day-to-day basis, and just hoping that nothing escalates further.
When you hear about lockdown, I suppose over here we very rarely hear about the word lockdown. But in America, is that something that feels more normal, I guess, or is that still something that's really scary to hear that kind of language used?
I suppose it is, and now that you say that, I guess I have become a bit more normalised to that kind of procedure, and having been in the US for 2.5 years, I'm probably more used to it than when I was living in Scotland. But yeah, it's not normally the case. It's never happened before at work. It's just really protecting everyone the most that we can, and I don't think it will happen, but it's just a procedure that has to be communicated to everyone in at the workplace here in the US.
This isn't obviously the first time that there's been this kind of outcry and fallout because of shooting of people in America. How's the feeling in general? Are people thinking this is going to get worse before it gets better? Are people hopeful that this sort of situation between people and the police can be resolved?
Yeah, I think the general consensus here is that people are very hopeful that it can be resolved. Didn't think it was going to happen so close to home. Obviously, there's been a number of different incidents similar to this in the past year or so, Baltimore and Baton Rouge, and I think it just hits home more when you know it's occurring in your city. And unfolding as we speak. So I think everyone just really wants, you know, obviously everyone to get along, but for everyone to understand that the police are doing their job, and we hope that everyone can say their voice and be heard, but in a non-violent way. And it's just a shame that people are having to go to the streets and cause havoc and chaos, and affect a lot of other people, and lives being lost also because of this unrest.
And will this change things for you? Will you feel like you need to stay inside more, or are you just going to try and be as normal as possible?
No, I don't think it'll change anything for me. I think obviously, I just remain vigilant, and it's the same for everyone and every resident in America to just remain vigilant and careful when we're out and about. And other than that, just life goes on, and just everything can be resolved.